It is time for Pat Pagano and a peek at the forecast as we look out in between these snowflakes this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Well, a lot of places had a little bit of a dusting.
We didn't get a dusting, just enough to walk out and see snow falling. That's all. There was a dusting on my car. That's about the only dusting we got.
Okay, well, aside from that early snow shower, it's going to be a partly cloudy and breezy day, 50 to 55. Tonight, clear, 30, maybe even the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, we'll cloud up with late day rain, mid 50s. Now, tomorrow night, we will have rain, and there could be a little wet snow mixed in with that, but we don't expect any accumulation, maybe in the Berkshires. Saturday, periods of rain or showers, and then it should clear later in the day. And temps should be in the low 50s. Sunday, sun followed by clouds, a chance of late day showers. And the highs will be in the low 60s, and there'll be some showers in the 60s on Monday. So very unsettled weather, Marshall. I don't see... I can't tell you that I'd see a string of beautiful days coming our way because I just don't see it.
Well, maybe we're saving them up for summertime.
Let's hope so.
I know.
And hopefully by the summertime, you know, everybody will be able to walk around a little bit more freely, although listening to the news last night was not encouraging at all.
Well, the two things that came out of our coverage is that Governor Ned Lamont said yesterday within 48 hours he was going to undoubtedly issue an executive order saying that if you're by yourself, you're in your car or you're by yourself and you don't want to wear a mask, that's okay. But the minute you're in a public place where there's other people, he's going to put an executive order in effect that you have to wear a mask. That means if you go into any store, if you go to pick up out, take out, and you're going to lean out your car window to get it, that means any nearby, by people, you must wear the mask. And then Governor Cuomo in New York, effective 8 o'clock tomorrow night, if you are on the street and there's people on the street, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask if you're going to a store. You have to wear a mask if you're going to a grocery store. Anywhere, if anybody's within 6 feet of you, you have to wear a mask. And what he's saying is, if you don't have a mask, you can make your own. But you've got to cover your nose and mouth some way. That's going to start at 8 o'clock on Friday night in New York. So,
did they start off with any fines if they see people?
No, at first they're going to just do polite, you know, the police are going to say politely. Right. But if people don't follow the order, then they'll come. Nobody will go to jail, he said. There'll be civil fines, like, you know, $25 or $50 or something like that. But they're not going to start out that way.
What if you're just walking around the block?
If you're just walking around the block and nobody's around you, that's one thing. But if you're walking around the block let's say you happen to be walking on your block, and all of a sudden there's other people walking around the block too that are within 6 feet of you. Pull that mask out and put it on.
You have to have the mask with you. Something tells me that we're going to be wearing these masks right into the summer. That's what.
Something tells me that we're going to be wearing these masks into next springtime. I have a feeling, because the potential is that this virus will come back in the fall. So I think that people are going to have to get used to wearing the masks. I don't like it personally because I speak without a mask. But I have it in my car. And if I go into a grocery store or I go to a gas station, or I put it on. I do. And just
You have to do it. Yeah. You have to do it. Well, let's hope. I know the president's supposed to outline the plans for reopening the economy today. So let's see what that's going to be like. Meanwhile, they came and they took away the tree yesterday in my backyard. So that was done. The insurance company called me and told me that they will not cover any of the bushes that have been ruined by the tree.
There you go.
Right. So that's out. So they estimate that the cost of the wrought iron railing and the pedestal, the cement pedestal that broke, is no more than $645, and I have a $1,000 deductible.
So you have to pay for it.
We're waiting on our guy, with the wrought iron fence to come down and give us an estimate, because the one thing that I didn't notice when the tree was on top of it is that aside from where it has really, really bent, the tree knocked the fence out of alignment. So it is crooked, not bent, but crooked. So I don't know what it's going to take for them to repair that too. So we'll wait and see. But something tells me it's not going to be more than $1,000, which means that's coming out of my pocket as well. And what else could I tell you? That's the name of the game.
And you can't, you know, if you had a neighbor you didn't like, you could sue him for the $1,000. You really could, because the tree was on their property and fell on your property. So you could go to small claims court and sue, but you don't want to do that. Only living there a couple of years and stuff like that, you know.
No, and they're the greatest. Greatest neighbors.
So you just don't want to do that. So yeah, it's one of those things. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, I said so far 2020.
Oh, it's been horrible.
Yeah, horrible. I don't. I haven't heard anybody tell me this has been a great year so far. So, and now with this virus, it's definitely going to have an X across it. There's no doubt about it. But we just have to pray. We just have to pray. Remember that lady who predicted this said that the virus would leave as fast as it comes.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
She should just stick with that. Just stick with the first end of the prediction.
I know.
Maybe she was talking about in China, where they're lying about it.
Yeah, but now, right? But now, that isn't that resurfacing now?
Well, yeah, but you just don't know what the.
You don't know, right? You know,
it's not like here where the press finds out everything. If the press tries to find out everything in China, all of a sudden that reporter disappears. How about the guy who originally found out about the virus?
He died,
yeah. They say he died of the virus, but I don't know. You know, it's China.
They would tell us, somebody told me that a lot of the doctors in China, one of the reasons why, you know, they also had like a literal explosion is because a lot of the doctors disappeared. So someone said to me, did they know something? I said, I have no idea.
Oh, well. Well, so we've got unsettled weather right through the weekend is what you're saying.
Right. Sunday it's late in the day. So I think Sunday's the better of the 2 days.
All right, Pat. We'll see what tomorrow brings us.
Yes, tomorrow's Friday. Everybody be safe.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Mush.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.